Rabbi Avi Killip, and this is Purim, the Unexpected Peoplehood Holiday. When do we read Megillah? This seemingly simple question has many answers, and potentially a lot at stake. The text of the Megillah itself offers us two dates. Mordechai recorded these events, and he sent dispatches to all the Jews throughout the provinces of King Ahasuerus, near and far, charging them to observe the 14th and 15th days of Adar, every year, the same days on which the Jews enjoyed relief from their foes. Unlike most holidays, Purim has two different dates. The day you read Megillah depends on where you live. Those in ancient walled cities, namely Jerusalem today, celebrate the holiday on the 15th of Adar, while the rest of the world celebrates on the 14th. The Megillah offers us two different dates, while at the same time emphasizing the importance of everyone coming together to celebrate at the correct time each year. Mishnah Megillah exacerbates this date confusion. Mishnah Megillah 1:1. The Megillah is read on the 11th, on the 12th, on the 13th, on the 14th, or on the 15th, no earlier and no later. The Mishnah in Megillah explicitly tells us that we can read Megillat Esther on five different days. We saw the 14th and the 15th of Adar in the Megillah itself, but why the other three dates? The additional options were instituted to allow residents of villages who would come to the cities only on market days, Mondays and Thursdays, to hear the reading of the Megillah while they were in town. Our rabbis go to unusually great lengths to ensure that everyone, wherever they live, is able to participate in a communal Megillah reading. This desire to include everyone in the celebration also has roots in the text itself. Esther 9:28. Consequently, these days are recalled and observed in every generation by every single family, every single province, and every single city. And these days of Purim shall never cease among the Jews, and the memory of them shall never perish among their descendants. The Megillah offers a call for every Jew, everywhere, to participate in the holiday of Purim. The importance of everyone coming together for Megillah reading is underscored in a Talmudic conversation. As Rav Yehuda said that Rav said, "The priests at their temple service, the Levites on their platform, and the Israelites at their watches all cancel their service and come to hear the reading of the Megillah." The communal Megillah reading is so important that it disrupts the usual temple sacrifices. Every person, regardless of rank or role, is needed in person to hear the reading of the Megillah. In perhaps a more relevant and applicable demand, the text goes on to say that if Megillah is more important than the temple service, it is obviously also more important than learning Torah. The message to those in the Beit Midrash, and those reading this text generations later, is to put down the book and go hear the chanting of the Megillah. We may not think of Megillah reading as the most important peoplehood moment. Jews today tend to show up in big numbers for Yom Kippur and Passover Seders. There is something about those moments in our calendar that make us want to be counted. Those of us who do attend a communal Megillah reading likely think of it as a fulfillment of a personal commandment, or as a moment of joy and merriment, rather than an act of Jewish peoplehood. But for the rabbis of the Talmud, Megillah is the paradigmatic mitzvah in the demand for Jewish unity. In the Talmud, Yevamot 13b offers a long and important discussion of the complex topic of unity and division. The text explores the biblical prohibition, quote, "You shall not cut yourselves, titgoredu." Our rabbis read this line not only as a prohibition against physical self-mutilation, but also as a warning directed at the entire people not to break into different factions, agudot. The pages that follow lay out the possible meanings and implications of a biblical commandment to be unified. The conversation, a long, nuanced, and complicated breakdown of what factions look like and why they are so dangerous, starts in a place we might not have expected, with this Mishnah about reading Megillah on five different dates. This question may not strike you as such a big deal, but for Reish Lakish, one of the great rabbis of the Talmud, this is a flagrant and dramatic violation of the prohibition of creating factions within the community. When his debating partner, Rabbi Yochanan, argues that this is not a case of dangerously dividing up the community, Reish Lakish won't back down. For him, the stakes are incredibly high. Jewish unity or disunity rests on the need for the entire community to hear the Megillah together on the same date. Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan both agree that coming together as a community to read the Megillah is an important moment of demonstrating our peoplehood. They disagree about whether reading it on different days is a problem. Their debate reflects two different understandings and instincts about the best way to maintain our identity as one people. Reish Lakish is looking for unity found in uniformity of practice. The rabbis of the Mishnah also want unity, but a different kind. They decreed that the Megillah could be read on many different days, not because they aren't worried about peoplehood, but precisely because they cared so much about everyone participating. For them, unity is found in making the mitzvah accessible to all. Peoplehood can be expressed through everyone showing up together on the same day. There is a lot of power and clarity in that model of peoplehood. But there is also another approach. Inclusion. Sometimes we maintain our unity by acknowledging our differences. People live in different places and have different schedules and lives, and our laws and communal practices expand to reflect that diversity in a way that allows the maximum number of people to participate. This diversity of experience is baked into the celebration of Purim, as Megillah is read on different dates in different locations. This year, on these days, Hayamim Ha'ele, of celebration, may we find our way to a communal Megillah reading that allows us to acknowledge both the diversity and unity of the Jewish people.